want to welcome everybody to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your illustrious host. And, you know, when I travel the Nikkan Highway, as we like to call it, there are always, I guess the best part about it, as Dennis Williams says, you know, whenever I travel, it's like a mini family reunion wherever I stop to hang my hat, because the Nikkan family are those type of people that you just want to stay and hang out with them. They're not like the outlaws that, you know, or the, you know, in-laws or those family members that we dread going to those family reunions. The Nikkan family is comprised of people that we all have the same cause. We all have the same mission. And Mary and Cliff Hessel are no exception to that. And I met this couple a few weeks ago when I was in Cleveland, Ohio. And I'll tell you, these guys who were part of a panel, and they just blew me away, because their energy, their excitement for life, and well, you'll get to know them. And I know that Mary is part of a training that's taking place right now, and so she slipped out of the room to jump on this call for a few minutes to be with us, and we're going to be as incredibly laser focused as we can. Mary, are you on the line, ready to rock and roll?
I'm here, ready.
Well, thank you again for slipping out of the training. And Mary, real quick, I was interesting because I was exchanging emails with Kathy Zira yesterday, and she was actually the one that was kind of your first introduction to Nikkan, or I should say your first wellness preview. Take us back, I believe it was a few years ago, and tell us what life was like for Mary.
Well, for me, it was totally the opposite of right now, because I was mostly just lying on the floor, trying to get warm in the sunbeams. I was reaching and grasping for anything that could maybe possibly give me some kind of energy again, because it had all left my life. I had to drop all the things that I had loved to do. I was a teacher. I had 40 students that I had to gradually just sort of drop away, because I had no energy and a lot of pain. I was suffering with nerve pain, neuropathy in my legs. I couldn't sleep. And so the lack of sleep and the pain all through my body just left me totally drained, to where I wasn't doing anything that I liked to do. So at that point, my kids had learned something about Nikkan, and they took a look at it before they let me go to a preview. And my son actually had to work around all my aches and pains to get me there, because normally I didn't even like to ride in the car. It was so painful.
So this is one of those things that you get to a point as an adult child, you realize, okay, my parents are whacked out, I got to seek psychiatric help for them? Was that the direction you were going?
Yeah, maybe that's what they were thinking. They knew, you know, I'd had some surgery on my back, I'd been on medications, and for chronic things, the medications were just causing me more side effects that were just totally wrecking the insides of my body.
When you say medications, you're referring to plural. You were taking a few, if I remember.
Oh, lots. But I really didn't take them. I would try them when it was prescribed, and I think, okay, now maybe this will be the one that works.
Okay. And what was the quantity of medications? That kind of your own little collection?
Okay, I collected until I had two huge kitchen cabinets full of bottles of partly used, mostly unused drugs that could be sold. You know, I don't know, but I'm guessing that it was pretty dangerous to have all that in my cabinet.
You would have been a meth head's dream come true or something. You know, somebody robs your place and they could walk off quite a bit of loot. So you're literally taking, I mean, and we all know that with, you know, prescription medication, there's, you know, if you're taking one usually, or you're taking one or two, there's usually, you know, another one you take to counteract the side effects of that. The primary thing that the doctors had diagnosed you with to give you all these medications was what? I mean, you talk about neuropathy, or you're talking about nerve damage, not being able to sleep, so I imagine sedatives were involved in there, but was there one primary thing that you were dealing with that they had attributed this all to?
Well, they couldn't. So it turned into fibromyalgia. They could not locate any other one issue because it was a myriad of symptoms all mixed together and, you know, just hurting all over. I had even gotten to the point where I could not read. If you gave me a flyer to read, I might read one word on it because my vision was bad. My mental clarity was horrible. It was just kind of, I was feeling like a prisoner and hopeless at that time.
Almost like comatose is the way, the mental picture I'm getting. Or you were out of it.
There were times where I could rise to the occasion for a little bit and people thought I was fine. But mostly I had dropped away from my friendships. I was embarrassed by the way I looked.
Wow.
I didn't smell good. I did not look good. And I would put clothes on top of clothes. And that does look a little nuts, you know.
So maybe,
I didn't get warm.
So maybe I wasn't too far off on the whole psychiatric thing. So take us up to your first, your kids were evaluating Niken, and you went to a wellness preview. And it was an
okay.
Animal.
And I do recall now that I met Kathy, and this is one of our stories together, is that I met her a second time, but I thought it was my first. So that was kind of a shock to her when I said, oh, I finally get to meet you. But she had already talked to me for an hour, and I did not remember that. But what I did remember is that when they put some far infrared products over me and some magnetic products around my shoulders and under my feet, that I suddenly, out of the blue, started to feel some warmth and circulation in my body that I had not felt. And on top of that, when I drank some good water, I noticed the difference right away. I noticed that this water didn't taste like plastic or metal or dust or all the other tastes. That I was stopping drinking water because I didn't want to drink the poison that was in the water.
Okay.
So
you could, I mean, your sensory glands were so in tune that, literally, immediately, even being, as I said, and I hope you're not offended by that comment, being comatose, when I saw you, the way you described yourself and you put on that look, that face of, ugh, like a mummy or a zombie of sorts, you were, as they say in the South, a real mess.
And I threw away a lot of photographs of myself back then.
So was it, I'm presuming that Cliff and you guys went together to the Sin home, and so they put you on the products, and you said
okay.
You could feel something immediately, so it was kind of instantaneous.
Yeah, but actually my husband was not there, just my son, because he didn't have a clue what was going on either. But I felt something, and so I thought, you know, this sounds pretty strange, you know, putting a magnet on. I did not know I was deficient in magnets. But it turns out that this thing gave me a little tiny bit of a charge, just enough to make me say, I will try it.
Mm-hmm.
And then gradually I started to make a lot of new lifestyle choices.
And what was,
and when
the,
I,
was there, when you say try it, was there one particular product or was there several? I mean, there were several components of the wellness home? Or?
Yeah, well, I was kind of reluctant about the magnetics. I just could not fathom that that was going to do anything. But I knew they had good water because I could really taste the difference and feel the difference of the energy from the water. So I said, I do want that water for sure. And the rest, I'll give it a shot. You know, what have I got to lose? So
okay. That's
where it went.
So what did you do? I mean, what you jumped on board, bought a bunch of the stuff, or what?
I started wearing something that they don't have right now, but I still have it. In fact, I'm wearing it today. It's 6 years old, and it's like a rag, but I will still wear it. And with my pearls, I'll wear this old vest. So I wore this thing. And somebody saw it on me and said, what is that? And I said, I don't know, but somebody said it might make me feel better. I'll let you know. So this person kept asking and asking. She said, do they have beds? Do they have water? I've heard of something like this, and I'm looking. And so she's going to sign up and buy a wellness home practically because she's getting, they didn't have it, call it a wellness home back then, but she's buying the bed, the water, And I hadn't even signed up yet. So I go back and I said, I think I'm going to sign up. And I have, how much do I have to buy? So they said, well, just if you have 500 in sales between yourself and some friends, that'll get you so that she can sign up under you. So that's what we did.
So she can sign up underneath you, just for the record, so you won't get passed, in other words. I mean, there's no
requirement. Yeah, because I didn't understand the system very well, except that I knew that if she was excited and that this was another way to earn money for my family, to give back something so that I could contribute again to my family, that possibly there were more people like her. And
you
more
know,
people like myself help.
Mary, you just touched on something that, I mean, you open up a whole can of worms that I'm passionate about. Is not so much, you know, my introduction to Nikan 15 years ago is not so much that, hey, so we can make a ton of money and, you know, go live on some island in the Bahamas or something. It's just simply that, hey, if I could generate some income from doing something that I'm passionate about, that I can help other people, and then actually supplement our financial status,
right now.
As you just said, we could give back. We could contribute. And you weren't contributing at all at that point, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and it was just a passion for me to want to do something worthwhile again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you hooked up with a few of the products, and you obviously said the water was your favorite. How long of a transitionary time was it before you were back to your, well, the spunky person that you are today? Was it an overnight, a few weeks, a couple months, or?
Okay. Well, basically, when I tried the sleep system and I got to borrow it, I was kind of not sleeping anyway before, but I didn't sleep on it, and I thought, this hasn't put me to sleep. But the third day, I went to sleep for 12 hours.
Wow.
And
how
it
many
was
years
phenomenal.
How many years had it been since you'd done that?
I had not slept in, I could not remember, at least a decade.
Oh, wow.
So this made a huge difference. And then once I started sleeping, and it was a gradual uphill for the next couple of years. And now I have been pain-free and energetic and no chronic fatigue, no muscle issues, flare-ups for 2 solid years.
Oh, my goodness.
So I feel like I'm totally normal again. My body has healed itself from whatever it was that I had.
Okay.
So
and there you are.
It took a while. It was a struggle, and it was all little choices of,
right.
Okay, what else do I need to change in my life?
So kind of like, as you know, we go back to 15 or 16 years old, depending on what state we live in, that phrase, small corrections when learning to drive a car, you just had to literally make some small corrections, some small modifications a little bit. It wasn't like a huge, you know, I'm going to change my whole entire lifestyle. We're just going to make some small, you know, choices here for wellness, and that's what steered you right back on the path that you're on today. And obviously, you know, people can hear from the sound of your voice, you do have your life back. You're obviously sleeping better because your energy, and I would imagine that you don't smell anymore, hopefully, and all these other things you were dealing with to mask, and I'll bet you probably don't consume any of those fun little pills that you had 2 kitchen cabinets full of, huh?
No, absolutely not. I have not even used an aspirin or any over-the-counter anything. Well, since I got the water, because I knew that I could flush whatever I needed with the water, and then my nutrition that I got through Nikan, because it's the whole food, and my body knew what to do with that. So that's what I use. I use food. I let food be my medicine.
Okay. Who was it that said that? Was it Aristotle or Socrates?
Hippocrates. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I knew it was someone famous from like a few centuries or, you know, several thousand years ago. And it's really true that we have been given, Nikan has given us the technologies and these wonderful products that we can literally let food be our medicine with the AutoShip program and getting on a few simple nutritionals. Kathy, Mary, I want to let you get back into the training session that you're a part of, but is there one thing that you would, as an encouragement to people that are out there, that are maybe they haven't been labeled or tagged with the condition of fibromyalgia, you know, the big F disease, as people refer to it as, because it seems to be a kind of an end-all, you know, identification for certain symptoms. But people that are they're having trouble sleeping, they're not experiencing the life and the vitality that they should have. Is there one thing that you would say to them to say, hey, take a look at me, Ken? Something along that lines? I mean, if you're searching, this is the real deal.
I'm excited to just say that I like to give a message of hope, because some people just want to give up and they say, oh, I'm getting too old, or, you know, there's just nothing left for me. But there is hope. I'm 58 now. I'm better than when I was 40. So for people who just want to stop the cycle of whatever is chronically going on, or hopefully the young ones will get it and prevent that from the beginning.
Mm. Mm. So as somebody who's almost 40, you're saying that, you know, I can have as much energy as you do when I'm 58.
Even more.
Yeah. Well, I'm liking this already. Well, hey, Mary, thank you so very much, and I appreciate you taking the time, and we'll let you get back to that session that you're part of, and I believe that Cliff is on the line with us, right?
Okay. I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it. Well, Cliff, let's take a quick turn here. Tell us what life was like from your perspective, being the spouse of somebody that was dealing with a debilitating disease like this.
Well, I was the mother and the father, you know, for quite some time. I was working 10, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, because we'd lost Mary's income on top of it. And then I was coming home and having to do the housework and the cooking and running the kids. So I was pretty well exhausted. And then I had some other problems on my own that I was just kind of ignoring. I have arteriosclerosis. It runs in my family. We've got it on both sides of the family. My brother had a heart attack at 40. My mother had one at 40. My father had his first one when he was in his early 20s.
Oh.
And I was just kind of ignoring it. I had already gone through a couple of surgeries for it. I have, right now, I have 4 or 5 stents in my heart.
Four or five stents in your heart?
Yes.
Okay, now go back.
Which are just wire cages that, you know, hold the arteries open.
Okay, so basically, if I understand correctly, using layman's term, this condition, this family, you know, heritage that you got to inherit, if it's in the genes, basically, in a sense, that it's a weakened heart condition, that the arteries close up, or they're just not as open.
Well, it's just it's a buildup in the arteries.
Okay, so it's a lot of clogging.
Yeah, they're clogging up.
Okay.
So, and I just had to learn to live with it. You know, that's basically what the doctors told you, too. You know, we can't stop it. We may be able to slow it down. We can do a few procedures, but you're going to end up, you know, getting your chest cut open and your ribs cracked, and we're going to do some work in there.
Oh, wow.
So I was just kind of putting that off.
So you were probably going, hey, yeah, sign me up for that. That sounds like a fun little treat.
I was just keeping it out of my mind because there were so many other things going on with Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And even though my condition may have been more serious than hers, hers manifested in a way in which, you know, she demanded immediate attention.
Sure.
So we were concentrating on her. So when we found Neekin, it was, you know, it was just a godsend for us, and I was just so happy for her. But, I really didn't get it. I just knew it worked for her, but I didn't even think about what it would do for me. Even though, you know, we had bought a sleep system and I quit snoring, the problem with stopping breathing in the middle of the night had gone away, I still didn't get it. You know, it's I guess it's that my upline Ron Jay likes to call that the boxer rocks thinking. You know, it wasn't registering.
Now,
the stuff was helping me too.
I'm curious, did Mary ever blame any of her chronic sleep issues on your snoring? I mean, because I've heard of spouses doing that before.
Well, she might still be listening, so we're not going to go there.
So you stop snoring, you get on the sleep system, and all of a sudden, but how would, because I'm thinking, well, wait a second, inherited a heart condition that you're basically born with. I mean, if you're talking your dad was having a heart attack when he was in his 20s, I mean, that's like unheard of. How does a Neekin sleep system, or how does a Neekin wellness home counteract something that you already had, that is just that everybody in your family had, How did it affect your heart? And I mean, are you living today where you just there's something different that you know? I mean, concrete.
Well, you know, after the last roundabout with the stents, which was a really tough one. I mean, I don't even remember parts of it because I went unconscious, and I know Mary had called the family and told them they better come to the hospital, and they were having lots of problems, but I was out and I didn't have any idea what was going on. But it was after that that I started really thinking about it, because I'd done everything right up till then. You know, I was on a low-fat diet. At one point, I was a vegan vegetarian. I kept my weight down. My cholesterol was like 110, my total, and my ratios were like 3-to-1. It was great. But still, I kept having these problems. So I got through the last surgery, ended up with a severe bladder infection from the catheter, and of course the hospital didn't want to admit that that's what it was. So I got rid of that using Neacon products. I just, you know, in the middle of summer, I'm wrapped up in far infrared, my long johns, and I'm wrapped in a comforter, and I just sweated it out for 2 days, but it went away in 2 days. You know, the cramping went away, the fever went down. They can call it what they want. I called it a bladder infection, and I had something going on in there. And, you know, by using the products, it went away. But I still wasn't real sure about, you know, what I should be doing. Mm-hmm. And then somebody, God bless them, gave me a book called Your Body's Many Cries for Water by Dr. Beck Mangelish. And his theory is that almost all disease is caused by lack of water, dehydration.
Sure.
And as I was leaping through that, one of the things that jumped out at me was heart disease, and specifically what they call angina, which is just, you know, chest discomfort, pressure on the chest. Mm-hmm. And I was suffering from that even after the last surgery. And he said, you're dehydrated. That's what your problem is. Drink some water. And up till that point, I had always carried a little bottle of pills that anybody with a heart condition knows what they're for. They're for that condition. You put them under your tongue, they dissolve, and they usually take the discomfort away. But the side effect of that is that what the medicine does is blow the arteries open, but it's a non-selective type of thing, so it blows all the arteries open, including the ones in your head. So after I would take one, the chest discomfort would go away, but then I'd have to squeeze my head because I felt like my brain was going to explode. So I decided that I'd give it a shot. The next time I was out cutting the grass, which was when this almost always occurred, I started getting it, and instead of taking one of these little pills, I drank 2 glasses of water, and lo and behold, the pain went away. And the next time it occurred, I drank water again, and the discomfort went away again. And finally, you know, the box of rocks started dissipating, and I started getting it. Drink the water, guy, you know, and I haven't, and that's what I've been doing ever since. This has been since 2002, 2003, and I have not taken one of those pills since. As a matter of fact, I don't even carry them anymore. The last bottle I carried until it turned to dust and threw it away, and basically the problem resolved itself. It was the same thing that Mary was saying, I think. You know, you put yourself in that environment where your body can heal itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you were talking about our medicine cabinet. We don't have a medicine cabinet anymore. Our home is our medicine cabinet. You know, it's in the refrigerator, it's in the bedroom, it's in the sink. It's just the entire home is our medicine cabinet, and as long as we continue to keep that home in the good environment, and we're living in that environment, we stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Cliff, that is a powerful, powerful statement coming from not one of you, but both of you guys. I mean, your physical bodies were a wreck, and you're doing everything that we knew how to do. I mean, even as you said, you going to the point of being a vegan vegetarian and utilizing, letting food be your medicine,
right.
But it just wasn't enough. There's always an element missing, and when you don't have the environment, as you just said, letting your home be your medicine cabinet, and that, you know, magnetics and far infrared and negative ions and PIMAG water and all these different elements that Neacon's given us in the wellness home, what you're saying is that is what's sustaining you guys today.
Absolutely, and you know, I'm just fortunate that Mary saw it before I did, and she kept pushing it and pushing it and pushing it with me, saying, you know, don't do that, do this instead. And when I started listening to her instead of all the other stuff that I had listened to before, I started getting the effects. I started feeling better. I started living a better life, you know.
Sure.
Just,
sure.
It's just been amazing the last 7-8 years. how much our quality of life has improved.
Yeah, Cliff, I didn't get the opportunity to ask Mary this question other than, you know, from the product side of things, but she mentioned, you know, her first introduction when she started, you know, experiencing results, the thought went in, and the thought went into her brain that, you know, maybe I could actually be a productive member of society and contribute to our family's financial status. What is that, what changes have you guys experienced in that field, in that realm?
Well, we now, we're seeing the tax benefits. I mean, I know a lot of people have talked about that. Our house is our business now, so the tax benefits are just amazing. And even though we're not getting large checks from NEEC, and once in a while we get a nice one, but usually it's enough to cover the cost of what we need from NEEC, at least, plus a little bit left over, and, you know, and to have enough money to go to the events and not have to worry about that coming out of our household budget. So that alone has been, you know, really key for us. And
you know, you mentioned the tax benefits because a lot of people overlook that average Americans, and this is something that's interesting, we work the first 5 months of the year as a W-2 employee to contribute to, you know, Uncle Sam, and then we get that medical package, which is, you know, medical, dental, and, you know, optical maybe. And there's all these other things that literally we contribute 5 months of our life at the beginning of every year, and whereas it's somewhere around 40% is what people don't, you know, I think I punched the numbers, it was like 42-point-something% for the average American. And yet I know my wife and I, this last year and the previous year and the previous year before that, we were like, you know, in the 13-16% category. So I didn't really punch the numbers, but I'm guessing like one, maybe a month and a half or even 2 months of what we're working, you know, the first 2 months of the year to contribute to all of those things, because NEEC is literally, you're talking about tax benefits, it's huge. I mean, from a business perspective. And there are so many write-offs that we just don't know about, you know, your car and, you know, certain things you know, out and about, meals, hotels, you know, all these things. But, you know, it's a whole subject in itself. What would you say, Cliff, and I want to try and tie a bow on this and wrap things up. People that are looking at NEEC and people are, you know, maybe even a part of it, and what would you say for Cliff Hessel, what the big strong point for you, you know, the aha that you guys are living today, what's your passion that, you know, or as our pastor says, what keeps you from getting blahs for the cause, you know, what keeps you from becoming apathetic to the experience and the opportunity that you have with NEEC? What is the one that magic element that you're saying, then this is what did it for me?
Well, for me, it's easy. I just look at Mary, you know, because I can still remember what she looked like back in 2000 and what she looks like now. It's very easy for me to understand the benefits and to have my moment, you know, that I know why we do this. But for others, I'm just thinking, do your homework. Take a good look at what we have and what we do and what our philosophy is. And if you don't see it, then do some more homework. I don't want to discourage anybody from walking away from it, but it's there for you, and all you have to do is pick it up and run with it. It's really a very simple business. I mean, all you do is tell your friends about it. All you do is live your life and let them watch how you live your life.
You know, and Cliff, I that is just perfect. I mean, you can't describe the NEEC opportunity and what we do as wellness consultants any better than that. You just simply live your life and share your experience with other people. And, you know, I guess if we don't have a profound, you know, product experience like Mary and Cliff, then you can always simply, you know, make up something or lie. No, I know we would never endorse that. But simply share other people's stories and say, man, I haven't really experienced all that much, but, man, I heard this guy talk about having 5 stents in his heart, and he's no longer doing this. He just drinks a lot of water, and, you know, shazam, thank you, Sam, and you go from there. So,
right.
Well, Cliff, thank you so much, and please, and I did not convey it enough to Mary, thank her for us, because what you have done is given us another perspective of two individuals who, you know, were really living a life that was not even below the bar a satisfactory level. You guys were just kind of mundanely treading along, and I can't imagine, and I know it's a foolish question to even think, do you ever dream of yesteryear, you know, where all the stuff of being the provider, being the cook and the cleaner and the parent, because your wife was zombie is the only thing that I can think of, because that when she showed me that look of what her life was like compared to what she is now, and I know, and for both of you, you guys have experienced a complete life change. So thank you for sharing that with us. I appreciate it greatly. And
well, thanks for having us on, Vance.
Hey, my pleasure.
We always love to share our story.
And it comes through loud and clear. It's very evident.
Good.
So
good.
Thank you. And for those of you who, you know, maybe, man, you're thinking as you're hearing Cliff and Mary share, I wish I could have introduced so-and-so to this and let them hear this story. Well, you can. Jump online, go to www.growingandwellness.com, and Brad and Beth will have this whole interview available in a few days. You can pick up a CD for $5, or you can hear snippets of it on the website. But these are things, this story, what the Hessels have shared, is a story that will impact people's lives. And we just have to take that story and pass it on to them. So I encourage you, again, www.growingandwellness.com. And there's a whole plethora of information that you can utilize from there. So, hey, thank you again for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend, and look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning as well. So have a great one. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.